Yes. Thank you, sister. Listen, we'll do it at the close of the service. Thank you for reminding me because I'd forgotten. Let's get into the word, and then at the end of the service, we'll take communion. I appreciate that. I'd let it slip my mind. And I tell you, tonight, I just feel like I have struggled with this today, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I've just got a thought, a scripture. God had just really in prayer this afternoon, didn't know what I was going to preach tonight. You know, and that makes me nervous when I don't know what I'm going to preach ahead of time. So come to church, started praying, just asking God to give me direction. And the Lord just impressed this scripture upon my heart. And so I went to it and began to read it. Brother Lonnie, I'm getting a pretty bad ring back up here. But I went and began to read it, and just there's a thought, just that I can't get away from. And I like to have three or four points and sub points and you know, topic point. I mean, you know, just go down the line. I don't have that tonight, but I believe that God wants to speak into somebody's life. I want to read from Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter number 10 tonight. And I believe that it's going to line up with what God has already been doing and even the testimonies that have been given. But I just want you to receive the word tonight. I appreciate you being here on a Sunday night. Amen. And I tell you, I just believe that it's so important for us and to be in the house of God. I want us to look around tonight, see those that are not here, that were not here this morning. Let's pray for them, church, and let's encourage them if we can. And it burdens my heart when you know, you recognize the enemy getting a foothold, getting that door being cracked open for him. And I know there's a lot of sickness going on tonight and things like that, but you know, I don't want to see, we preached about it Wednesday night, but I don't want to see the work of God and what He has done in our lives destroyed. Amen. And all it takes is just us cracking the door open. Amen. Just giving a little place to the devil. Amen. But let's pray. Let's lift our brothers up, our sisters up, and listen, let's intercede. Amen. You know, this is the thing. I'm going to need you guys to intercede for me at times. You're going to need me to intercede for you. And those that are going through difficult times, they need us during this time to intercede for them. So let's pray for them. Maybe you don't know names. Maybe you can't remember exactly who's missing. But you pray and you just ask God to minister to those that need His strength. Luke chapter number 10, verse 17 through verse number 20 tonight. And it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Father, I thank you tonight. God, I thank you just for your wonderful spirit that is here tonight. I thank you for a spirit of unity and of love in this place, God. God, I thank you for what you have already done. God, I thank you that you have moved by your mighty spirit already. God, and these that have come forward, God, for prayer and God, Lord, needing a work to be done. God, I believe that you have begun that work in them. I believe that you have done a work of renewing and restoration, God. And God, while it may not have been completed tonight, God, I thank you, Lord, that you will complete it. God, you will perform it as your word says unto the day of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for that, Lord. God, I praise you for your word. I pray, God, that you'll anoint us to speak the word of God, not in our own ability, not in our own wisdom, but God, I pray that the Spirit of God will speak your word through us tonight. God, and I pray that every heart would be strengthened, encouraged by the power of God and by your mighty word. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. The thought that I've got on my mind tonight is this: not impoverished, but empowered. Not impoverished, but empowered. I want you to turn to somebody close to you tonight and tell them, you've been empowered. Come on. You know, how many knows that a lot of times, church, we spend our time telling each other why we can't do something? Come on. Why it's not going to work out for us this time. Amen. But you know what? I've read in the Word, and I've been reminded tonight, church, that we are an empowered people. Come on, somebody. I don't know if it's going to help anybody else, but I got a feeling it's going to help me, Brother Johnny. Amen. I begin to think about the word empowered. Now understand this, to be empowered doesn't mean that there is power that comes from you or strength that comes from you or ability that you have already in yourself. But to be empowered means that power has been given from another source. Amen. Praise God. How many is thankful today that this life that we're living, this race that we're running, this fight that we're fighting, amen. How many knows that we're not doing it in our own ability, church, amen. How many is thankful that there is a power that is greater than we are, amen. I remember Brother Robert Whitaker, as a young minister, he would come and preach revivals for us. I'll spit it out in a little bit. Amen. He would come and preach revivals for us whenever I was 13, 14, up to about 15 or so. And it blows my mind. And I pray for Brother Whitaker. Brother Whitaker was an anointed, powerful evangelist. I'm talking about he would come and he would minister and there were souls saved and believers filled with the Holy Ghost and lives delivered and how many knows that if a man thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he falls. Brother Whitaker, it's probably been 15 years ago now, but a mighty preacher got word that he had backslid, got away from God. That's not a judgment toward him. But church, let us be careful tonight. Amen. Let us be careful tonight. Amen. That we don't let our guard down. But I remember Brother and Sister Whitaker, mainly Brother Whitaker, singing a song. He'd get up there and he had kind of a different way of singing. And he would sing that song, "There's a Higher Power." Amen. 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 There's a higher power. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, church, but I'm thankful tonight that there is a power that is higher than we are. Amen. Amen. That supersedes human ability, amen, and fleshly might tonight, amen, a power that comes from the throne of God, amen. And here Jesus was speaking to the disciples, or he had sent the 70 out. The Bible says that he had commissioned them to go out to the cities and to preach and to teach and all those kind of things. And it said they went out, and man, they came back excited. They were pumped up, and they were telling the Lord. They said, "The devils are subject to us." I mean, we laid hands on the sick, and they recovered, and they were healed. And Jesus began to tell them, amen. He says, "Look," he said, "I'm the one that saw Satan fall." Amen. He says, "I know that we have the power over the enemy because I'm the one that cast him out." Amen. And then he told him, he says, "Look, I've given you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions." Amen. To take it of any deadly thing, that nothing the enemy can do will harm you. Amen. That you have the power over the power of the enemy. Amen. Church, I want us to know, so many times in our lives and so many times in the lives of believers, amen, we live like we are powerless. Amen. I don't know how much you know. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know. I'm not going to be able to get very theological tonight. But listen to this. How many times do we get up and we drag ourselves into that bathroom, man? We come in there and man alive, we're a mess, you know. I mean, our eyes are swelled up and you know, and we're looking in that old mirror, man, and we're defeated before we ever get started.
Amen. Woe is me. Man, look at this thing looking back at me in the mirror. God, I need to crawl back in bed. I need to find me a rock to hide under because, man, there's nobody. How am I going to be successful? How am I going to be accepted and received? God, you know what? I don't feel good. God, everything's against me. My good. And all of a sudden here, we start out with an attitude that we are impoverished. Amen. That we lack strength and we lack power. How many knows that the Word of God, amen, that thought flies in the face of everything the Word of God teaches us, church? The Word of God has never said that we were impoverished, but it always proclaims that we are empowered. Amen. He says, I've given you the power to tread on serpents and snakes. And that's just not talking about the copperheads and the rattlesnakes, them dummies out there that think they can bring the copperheads into the church and start doing their little chant. I'll tell you what it is. That's demonic, church. Amen. Start doing their little chants and saying, amen, my Bible says don't tempt God. Amen. Let me tell you something. That's what he gave you shotguns for and hoe handles for. Amen. Kill them things. Amen. He's not talking about going out there and taking up a rattlesnake thinking that thing bites you. It's not going to hurt you. I believe that if that's necessary, God will protect you. Amen. But we need to look at that in the spiritual sense, church. Amen. And those things that are out to kill you and deceive you, amen, he says that he has empowered you to overcome those things and have dominion over them. Amen. So that you can come home Monday night and have the same victory that you left your house with, the same power that you left church with on Sunday night. Amen. Knowing that there is nothing, there is no weapon that is formed against you that will be able to prosper tonight. I've come to let somebody know that you've been empowered tonight. You've been empowered. Come on, somebody, to walk into that boss that has it out for you. And to go ahead and smile and to live like you're supposed to live. Amen. That boss that's got it out for you, go ahead and walk in there and be the best employee that you've ever been, that he ever thought you would be. Amen. Even though, amen, he may be looking for every reason to fire you and to be rude to you. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, he has empowered you to walk into that doctor's office on Monday morning. Amen. And look that doctor in the face. Amen. And tell him, if God's for me, amen, who can be against me? Amen. Because my God is faithful. I want you to know that you have been empowered, amen, by something that is greater than you are tonight. Amen. I thought about Zechariah chapter number 4, verse 6 and 7. This thing's getting longer by the minute. Zechariah chapter 4, 6 and 7. Amen. I want you to understand that the temple was being rebuilt, that God had called a man named Zerubbabel. Amen. And he wasn't much. He wasn't anything. This thing they were building, they weren't carpenters. They weren't builders. Amen. They weren't warriors. They had people against them, coming against them. Amen. Tell them that it wasn't going to happen. Tell them the temple wasn't going to be rebuilt. Amen. Tell them that God wasn't going to, amen, use them to resurrect this place of rubble and destruction. Amen. But I want you to notice what God told Zechariah to speak to Zerubbabel. It says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, it's not, and let me insert a word in here to make sure it's clear to you. Amen. It says, it's not by your might. Come on, somebody. It's not by your power. Amen. But it is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Amen. The enemy said that Zerubbabel wasn't going to rebuild the temple. Amen. Those had come against him. Zerubbabel may have even looked in the mirror and said, my goodness, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never led anybody. I'm not a builder. Amen. How is this going to happen? And God said, I'll tell you how, Zerubbabel, because I've empowered you by my spirit to do the work that I've sent for you to do. Amen. Zerubbabel, it's not about your ability. It's about the power that I'm giving you to fulfill the will of God in your life. Zerubbabel, you are empowered by the Spirit. Come on now. Can I tell you tonight, I would rather have somebody anointed than somebody talented. not only would I rather have somebody anointed than talented in my life, I would rather be anointed than talented. Come on, somebody. I would rather be anointed going into a job interview than having the greatest resume that anybody's ever seen. Come on, somebody. Woo! Why is that? Because there's something about being empowered, church. Can I tell you, they can find something on my resume. Amen. But when God empowers me, come on, somebody, He opens doors that nobody can shut. Empowered. Zechariah, it's not by might or power, but it's by my spirit. Matthew 10:1. Amen. This is when Jesus came and commissioned the 12 disciples. He had gathered the 12 disciples together. Amen. I want you to notice what He told the 12 disciples, 10:1. And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power. Come on. How many is a follower of Christ here? I want to see your hands. How many is a follower of Christ? We have any followers of Christ? Come on. Some of you better get your hands up. I'm start praying for you. I'm talking about a follower of Christ. The Bible says that He gave His disciples, He gave them power, church. I want you to know that as a follower of Christ, you have been given power. Amen. He says He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. We look in the Old Testament. Amen. And He empowered Zechariah. We can go down the list. He empowered Moses. Come on, somebody. Amen. He empowered Elijah. He empowered Elisha. Amen. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit sent from the throne of God. Amen. To equip them, empower them to do a work that they could never do in their own ability, to accomplish that they could never have accomplished. But God empowered them so that they could fulfill the will of God in their life. Aren't you thankful, though, that this empowerment was not just for a few Old Testament saints, and it wasn't just for the 12 disciples that followed Christ everywhere? Aren't you thankful, saints of God, that something drastic happened? Amen. The Bible calls it the day of Pentecost. Amen. I'm not talking about the Baptist or the Presbyterian or the Methodist or the Pentecostals. I'm just talking about the church. Amen. They were gathered in the upper room. You see, He had already spoke to them. He had already came. When Jesus died and He rose again on the third day, saints of God, how many knows that gave us access? Amen. To what? He says that we are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. That lets me know that whatever God gave His Son, it's been passed down. Come on, somebody. I said it's been passed down to every believer, through every child of God. Amen. It says He spoke to the disciples. Amen. Received the Holy Ghost. Then He told them later, listen, in Luke 24:49. Amen. He says, I want you to go and tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with what? Power. And then He told him in Acts 1:8, amen, He says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Saints of God, I'm telling you something tonight. Amen. We are not an impoverished people. We're an empowered people. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter the devil that's looking you in the eyeballs tonight. Amen. You need to look at that enemy and tell him that you have been empowered to be an overcomer. Can somebody say amen? I'm thankful the Word of God didn't say that it was just for the upper room believers on the day of Pentecost. But my Bible says that this promise, amen, is for their children and their children's. Come on, somebody. Amen. It is passed exponentially down to every generation, to every era. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm thankful, saints of God, amen, that somewhere along the line there wasn't a point that this power run out. We talked about it in Bible study. You can look at the book of Zechariah. Amen. God showed him a lampstand with a bowl on top of it and two olive trees standing beside that lampstand. You know what that represented? An unending vast supply of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To those that would believe and receive and allow their life to be empowered by God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a state, amen, of impoverishment. I'm tired of getting up on Monday. Dalton, close your ears. Dalton's one of our students. I'm tired of getting up on Monday and walking in there. Oh, Lord. Here I got to go deal with these kids again. God, help me to keep from killing them. Don't tell the police that. I know it's just a figure of speech. God, help me. Help me not to lock them in the closet today. Goodness. Hey, church, we don't have to live in that. We can get up, look right in the mirror, say, praise God, He has empowered me to make a difference in somebody's life today. Yeah. Come on now. He has empowered me to walk into that school where these students may have stuff going on that I don't know anything about. Come on now. Walk in there anointed. I'm going to use one, Brother Shane. Man, I'm disappointed Brother Shane's not here. Not I'm going to use one. Anointed and appointed. Come on. Hey. Saints of God, we've been empowered. We're not impoverished. We don't lack strength. Amen. We're not just out here just kind of dragging our way through this thing. At least we don't have to be, but He has empowered us. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe tonight that there is a certain, I believe that there is a certain measure of power. Amen. Just receiving that spirit of adoption. Come on now. I believe that, church. Amen. Because this is the thing. It's Christ and Him crucified. There's something about just having faith in Christ. Amen. I'm talking about putting your faith and your trust in Him. Amen. And knowing that He is who He says He is. And knowing that you are a child of God. There's power in that, church. Amen. But I'm thankful that the Bible says that He'll take us from glory to glory. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm not still wobbling around. Amen. With the strength I had as a baby or a toddler. But I'm thankful as long as we keep reaching and grabbing and seeking and desiring. Amen. He'll keep filling us with the power of His Spirit to be. Oh, I'm thankful, church, that I have been empowered tonight. I'm thankful tonight that I don't have to live my life defeated or dismayed. Come on, somebody. I'm thankful I don't have to get up dreading the next day or the next week or the next month. Because you know what? I know, amen, that my steps are ordered by the Lord. And if He woke me up this morning, that means He's got somewhere for me to go. He's got something for me to say. And He has empowered me to live that life that He has sent me to live. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you something. I'm not here just to exist. I'm not here to curl up in my corner and suck my thumb wishing things get better. Come on, somebody. Some of us are doing that spiritually. Wouldn't you be displeased with me if you walked into this church this Sunday morning and here I was curled up in my office sucking my thumb? Hey, it'd be time for a pastor hunt. Just make sure you knock before you come in. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But listen. Wouldn't it be something if you come in here and I was curled up under my desk saying I don't even want to come out? I got all this stuff. No. Church, let me tell you something. I refuse to lock myself even spiritually or emotionally or mentally in that dark place of impoverishment and discouragement and defeat and despondency. Let me tell you something. When God has opened up the windows of heaven, He has dispatched straight from the throne of God His Holy Spirit into my life, into your life. Come on, somebody. He says, come on, son. Come on, child. Oh, you don't have to duck your head. You don't have to bow your head in defeat. Come on. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If God's for me, who can be against me? Come on, somebody. I've sent something bigger than you are, and I've got news for you. I've sent something bigger than your enemy is. Amen. I've sent some empowerment into your life. Amen. Saints of God, somebody needs to get up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror, amen, and say it to the top of your lungs, I am empowered. Come on, somebody. Amen. We've talked this mess about how messed up our life is. And about, well, matter of fact, just a few chapel services ago, my boys and Dalton may remember this. I talked about having that can't do attitude. Come on now. Most of us adults need it more than our kids do. I despise a can't-do attitude, because that's telling me that I believe that God's power is not enough. Come on, somebody, to help me to do whatever is needful for me to do. I've been empowered, church. You've been empowered. Let's live like it. Let's act like it. We've been empowered by Christ living in us. We've been empowered by the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Come on, somebody. Amen. We have the opportunity to be, amen, to be endued with power, to be filled with power by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on, how many still believes in that tonight? Amen. I'm talking about, amen, whenever that God pours the Holy Spirit out upon us. Amen. Until you and I become witnesses. Come on, somebody. Amen. Power to become witnesses. But how many knows that's not the only source? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is living and it is powerful and sharper. We just talked about Wednesday night, Ephesians chapter 6. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, get ready, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. Amen. I may not be able to know what to do. I may not know how to combat it, but if I'll take the Word of God, can I tell you the Word of God empowers me, amen, to be victorious, amen, over every enemy, over every sin, over every temptation. I've come to tell you, you've been empowered tonight. Come on. Somebody ought to walk up into your job different than you did last Monday morning. Can I tell you, saints of God, that we have been empowered. Empowered to be children of God. I'm closing. John 1 and 12 says, To everyone that is received, to them gave I power. Come on, somebody. Woo. To be children of God. You see, I didn't have the power to be a child of God on my own, but He empowered me to become a child of God. Amen. You see, that Holy Spirit empowers us to be witnesses. Amen. What does that mean? Amen. That means when I would have kept my mouth shut, amen, something happens. Amen. And now I boldly, without fear and without shame, Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto the Jew first and also unto the Gentile. What are you talking about, Paul? Paul knew that he had been empowered to proclaim the word of God and to be a witness. Thank God, Romans 8 says that I have been empowered to be an overcomer, and I'm more than a conqueror. Come on, somebody. Amen. 1 John tells me, amen, that I've been empowered, amen, to be victorious through Christ. John says, amen, that I've been empowered to tread on every enemy, to break every bondage. James says that I've been empowered to deny every temptation. Brother Johnny, the devil tells me I'm going to fall to it tomorrow, but the word of God says, amen, that I am more than a conqueror, that there is no temptation that has taken me that is not coming to man, but with the temptation, God has already made a way of escape out of it. He is faithful, church. God has empowered me, amen, to resist the devil and watch him flee. Come on, somebody. So many times the devil knocks at our door and we fall at his feet because we feel like we have no power. James says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Listen to me, church. Submit yourselves therefore to God. I'm talking to somebody right now. That temptations that's been messing you up, that thing you've been falling to, come on somebody, that sin that's been, that feels like it'll never turn loose of you, the Bible says submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, not that he might or that he may be, but that it says that he shall flee from you. God has empowered you to resist the enemy tonight. Can I tell you, God has empowered us to be fearless and bold. James 1 and 7 says, for he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can I tell you, the Spirit of God has empowered me and empowered you to walk in the call of God. He has empowered us to live righteous. Amen. Paul said that we might walk worthy of the vocation wherewith God has called us to. What is that, church? That's just getting up every day and being a bona fide, born again, blood-bought child of God, and live like that we've been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. He has empowered me to live righteous. He has empowered me to walk blameless. He has empowered me to live in joy. He has empowered me to have peace. And he has empowered me to live free in my mind. Amen. From the chaos of the enemy tonight. I've come to tell you that you've been empowered. If you want to listen to what somebody else has to say, that's your business tonight. But I want to tell you that you've been empowered. You don't have to fall to that sin anymore. You don't have to look in that mirror and say, God messed up when he made me. God has empowered you, church, to live in freedom from every attack of every enemy in your life. It bothers me. I said at a board meeting Thursday, hearing reports from different sections, every report was negative. People's not coming. Church attendance is falling. We've got beautiful buildings that are sitting with three or four people that can't even get a pastor because nobody's willing to take up this call and preach the gospel. That bothers me. It bothers me to hear people say, well, God just always intended our church to be little. I'm not God, and I don't know what his intentions are. But I do know this. My Bible says he has come to seek and save all that is lost. And sometimes, church, I think it's a cop-out for the church. Nobody wants to come anymore. Nobody wants to be in church anymore. Let me tell you something. God has empowered us, church. Listen to me. You believe that? We're talking about a church that started with 120. Upper room. Before the day was over, they had over 3,000. Well, but it's different, Brother Chris. I understand. I don't know if I'll ever have the opportunity to preach to 3,000 people or not. It'd be awesome. Most people want people who won't scream and yell and spit on everybody, but so I might have kind of messed that up for myself, but that's all right. Hey, I am who I am. But you know what I do know? That he has empowered us to be effective to build the kingdom of God. And if we ever develop a different mentality, we will always fail at doing his work. Amen? He's empowered you. Let's live like when the devil, I know what he's going to do. I'm ready for him. I know.
Before I ever crawl out of bed tomorrow, come on, before you ever get out of bed tomorrow, He's going to give you all the reasons why you can't. He's going to tell you why you're a failure before you've ever attempted it. You know why we won't go witness to people? Because Satan has us convinced that it's not going to work before we ever go talk to them. But if you and I would develop the mentality, God has empowered me to do this. My goodness, what kind of difference would that make in our life? But too many times, church, we take the mentality that we are impoverished. I just don't have it. I don't have the ability. I don't have it. I can't talk to Him. I can't do this. I'm not even going to live for God because I just can't keep failing. I can't keep from it. You know, always make. The devil is a liar. Amen. And he's the father of every lie. Church, God has given us an empowerment tonight to live not by our own ability, but to live by the power of God working through us. Sister Jean, could you come to the piano tonight, please? I tell you what, let's all of our musicians come. Sing, We've Got the Power in the Name of Jesus. I want us to stand to our feet tonight. I'm not going to make an altar call that we come down and pray right now, at least. But right now, I just want you to settle it in your mind and in your spirit that you are empowered. If you say, Brother Chris, I feel weak. Hey, we want to pray with you then. We want to gather around you and we want to lay hands on you because I might need you to lay hands on me tomorrow. But you've got to get it settled in your mind tonight. Are you listening to me? Saints of God, you've got to get it settled in your heart that you are not impoverished, but you are empowered. Because if you don't ever believe that, forget it. Let's go curl up in our closet and write this thing off. But I want to tell you something. You can live your life empowered. You can live your life empowered by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, and by Christ in you tonight. Amen. I want us to sing this. Come on, keep going. In the name of Jesus, we've got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the sing it again. We've got the power. You believe it tonight? Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, we do, church. Hallelujah. We've been empowered. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Though Satan rages, we will not be. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Come on, for many years now, Satan has tried to stop us. Oh, but the church of Jesus, come on,
Oh, church, we're still alive and well. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we are. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. Got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Come on, give me your hand. Whatever we bind on earth, come on, oh yes, it shall be bound in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and at the name of Jesus, listen, oh, Satan has to flee. Oh, come on, why is that, church? Why? Oh, we've got, yes, we do. Oh, it's not your own strength or ability that counts, but it is the power of God that He has given to you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Tonight as they continue to play, amen. I don't want to dismiss this time in the service without giving somebody that may be here tonight that you are impoverished, or at least that's the mentality that you've been living with, that you are weak. Or at least that's the mentality that you've been living with. But tonight you want the Holy Spirit. Listen to this word. It's one that we know. But you want the Holy Spirit to establish in your heart that you are not impoverished, but you are empowered. Tonight, if you need prayer over that matter, I want you to come to this altar, and I want you to let God establish in your heart that you are an empowered child of God, and that He's given you the power to tread on every serpent and every scorpion. He has given you the power over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Come on, somebody tonight.